Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, I'm reading from Acts chapter 14 and the first couple of verses there. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together, this is Paul and Barnabas, into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. You know, again, cancel culture. It's been around for a long, long time, evidently since the Garden of Eden. And we have to be reminded of that, that if you don't do what's expected by the culture, you're going to pay a price for that. Here was the Apostle Paul and Barnabas on the first missionary journey, and they arrive in Iconium, and things are going really well. They had a great outreach. There's a large multitude of people there. And it says, and both Jews and Gentiles believed. They were having an impact there. But one thing we always have to remember are the unbelievers. And it says in that second verse, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil, affected against the brethren. It's very easy for anyone to get caught up in an evil mindset. You understand that? Even Christians. The Bible talks about in the last days that the deceptions will be so great that if it were possible, even the elect would be affected. In other words, they would be negatively affected in such a way as to cause people to think, are they really believers? But thankfully, because they are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, there is that measure of protection that is there. You and I need to realize that in the world in which we are living, and in the times that we are living, that there's more and more of an increase of the evil mindset against those who are having a work for God. Whether it's a missionary, as we're going to hear from Rachel Steffensmeyer in just a few moments, going to Manila, what is she going to face? She's going to face the onslaught of evil. Anyone that's serving the Lord anywhere in this world constantly faces the evil that is challenging truth. And you and I need to be understanding that we may make great strides, but there's also that evil mindset that is ever present. And we have to be prepared for that. And we have to do as Paul and Barnabas. What happens in Acts chapter 16? We find them in prison. We find them in stocks and bonds, having been beaten by those that wanted no part of the gospel. And so I want to encourage you that we don't get down-faced, that we don't walk around with a sad face on our countenance, but rather that we have the joy of the Lord and be very willing to face whatever comes our way, because it's coming. It's already here. It's coming. It's getting worse. But it's been faced before by God's people. And so we need to be encouraged by that, and we need to rejoice in the Lord that we're allowed to participate in that when it comes our way.